constraining the fluctuating Gunn-Peterson approximation using Lyman-$-alpha-$ forest tomography at $z equals $2, by Robin Kuistra et al. The fluctuating Gunn-Peterson approximation FGPA is a commonly used method to generate mock Lyman-alpha Li-alpha forest absorption skewers at cosmic noon z is greater than or equal to 2 from the matter density field of n-body simulations without running expensive hydrodynamical simulations. Motivated by recent developments in 3D IgM tomography observations as well as matter density field reconstruction techniques applied to galaxy redshift samples at Z approximately 2, we examine the possibility of observationally testing FGPA by directly examining the relationship between the Li-alpha transmission and the underlying matter density field. Specifically, we analyze the Eagle, Illustris, Illustris TNG and Nix cosmological hydrodynamic simulations that were run with different codes and subgrid models. While FGPA is an excellent description of the IgM in lower density regions, the slope of the transmission density distribution at higher densities is significantly affected by feedback processes causing FGPA to break down in that regime. Even without added feedback, we find significant deviations caused by hydrodynamical effects arising from nonlinear structure growth. We then proceed to make comparisons using realistic mock data assuming the sightline sampling and spectral properties of the recent CLAMATO survey, and find that it would be challenging to discern between FGPA and hydrodynamical models with current data sets. However, the improved sightline sampling from future extremely large telescopes or large volumes from multiplex spectroscopic surveys such as Subaru PFS should allow for stringent tests of FGPA, and make it possible to detect the effect of galaxy feedback on the IgM. This was constraining the fluctuating Gunn-Peterson approximation using Lyman-$-alpha-$ forest tomography at $z equals $2, by Robin Kuistra et al.